Who just breathed like really loudly into the.
I'm sorry.
We are recording, girl.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Hello and welcome to the XY Podcast, the show where four college roommates, with the help of a male guest star, answer the women's burning questions about the male brain. I'm Delaney Wessel, a telecommunications master's student, and I'm so excited to be producing this podcast today. And with that, I'll let the other hosts introduce themselves.
Howdy, I'm Anna. I'm a first year public health master's student. I've been living with Delaney and these girls for 2.5 years now. And it's so crazy that like our friendship has come to like make this podcast for the betterment of Delaney's future. Because like these are your career goals, you know, to go viral. That's not true. Not to really go viral. I'm super excited to be here and to be asking Ryan these questions today. So, yeah. Libby.
Howdy. I'm Libby. I am a senior applied math major, and I don't know, like Anna said, I'm very happy to be here, and yeah.
Mia. Howdy, everyone. I'm Mia. I'm a junior at Texas A&M, and I'm hoping to go into cyber law. I'm so excited to be here. I definitely did not think this was going to make it out of the group chat, so consider me pleasantly surprised. And shout out to Ryan for taking the bullet and being our first victim here on the podcast.
Yes, we're very excited to have Ryan here today. So a little bit about the podcast. So as girls, navigating dating and honestly just existing alongside men is kind of difficult. I think that there's been a lot more discourse online about how
that's
men
so
and women.
Harsh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of discourse online about how men and women see the world and act differently. And so it's confusing to each other when we're not thinking the same way. Mm-hmm. And so we decided that we were going to go straight to the source, men. So our first guest star today is a good friend of mine. We got to talking while we were at Nashville for the Century Singers tour. Was it last spring, Ryan?
Yes, it was.
Yes, last spring. And he has been begging to be on the show ever since. So thank you to Ryan Jalbauer for being the first guest on XY and arguably our biggest fan. Give it up for Ryan.
Yay!
Thank you.
Double points.
Thank you. Thank you all for having me. My name is Ryan Jalbert. I'm a senior economics student here at Texas A&M by way of Amarillo, Texas. As I say, I've been looking forward to this for a long time. Thank you for having me on, Delaney, and the rest of y'all. Thank you very much for letting me be part of this.
Yeah, so with that, I guess we should start with the questions. So as we will come to ask every man who comes on this podcast, Ryan, please prove to me that you're a man in an appropriate manner.
Okay, so does the beard count? Because it's kind of cheating.
It helps.
It helps. Doesn't work, okay, someone here have an Aggie ring?
Yes.
Pull it out and compare it because the men's sizes and women's sizes are vastly different. So
that is true.
Let's see.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Wait, does mine fit?
Almost.
Wow. There's some girls that like want the large ring because it's technically not like men only.
Yeah. That's fair. And most of the time, I don't know, I get that. In this case, though, it means y'all spend a lot less on the same thing. So I take the deal.
For once.
Yeah. That's
literally
true.
For
that's
once.
True.
Those were really good off-the-dome answers, though. I mean, we've asked this question to, like, guy friends before, and it takes them, like, 10 minutes to one process that we asked a question to actually come up with a suitable
answer.
Maybe
they do, like, one push-up. It's like, wow, I couldn't do that.
That's
a brag, ladies.
Actually, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, dang. I don't know. I like doing girl push-ups. I don't like doing girl push-ups.
Regular push-up.
What do you mean by girl push-ups?
Can you put your knees on
the
ground.
The ones on your knees.
Okay.
Daintily go up and down.
Gotcha.
Oh, wait. You're not doing the two? We're just going one?
Oh, that was my question.
Huh?
That was my question. Prove to me that you're... Well, that's not really a question. That's a statement.
I thought you were doing a second one.
Here's my next question.
I'm sorry. Wait, do I need to go?
No, I'm ready.
You're keeping it going now.
I'm ready. I have things to say. So, Ryan.
Yes, Delaney.
Sorry. Would you be a cowboy, pirate, wizard, or a knight?
Ooh. I'm gonna guess a knight, which is ironic because we're wearing the Western stuff right now. But
so true. It was Western Day Today Inquirer, in case anyone was wondering.
Yes, it was. I don't know. I think, so pirate was an option, that sounds like that sucks. I don't want to be out at sea for the majority of my life. That I get seasick. That's nasty. Nah. Wizard. That sounds a little weird. I don't really want that either. Think I'd be the knight. That seems like the most like honorable, straightforward thing, I guess.
Not so. The cowboy though.
Not the cowboy.
That would be fun, but I also, I don't know. To be fair, I think the Old West and medieval Europe both objectively sucked compared to now, so there's not a better there. But it seems like there's a lot more things trying to kill a cowboy, if that makes sense.
Really?
Well, if you think about it.
I guess that's
not
true.
Not at war?
Yeah, not at war. But
not at war.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, you're not going to be at war all the time. That's so.
True. The way that I think about this question, I'm not a man, but I'm still going to answer it. If you're a wizard, you can do all of those things.
That's true.
I could wave my little magic wand.
Yeah. And yeah.
I could be a little cowgirl for a day. But once you're stuck in one of those ones, like, that's a life commitment kind of thing.
True. You know what? Yeah, you kind of taught me out. I think the wizard gives you too many opportunities to do cool stuff. Like, you get to be so much more creative.
So glad that I swayed you.
Pretty easily, but.
Okay.
Very nice.
My first question, Ryan, was, what's the most amount of food you've eaten in one day?
Oh, that's a great question. Sheesh, you got me. I would say the problem here is I was a really big kid growing up, so this can go back to like when I was 9, and everything in between now and then is a possibility. Here's what I'm going to guess. There was a day I was on a Boy Scout trip, right? And we went to the Grand Canyon, and we hiked through the center of it for 3 days. And that was not fun. We had, I think the only food we had like crackers that we took in our bag. And then we had, y'all know what freeze-dried meals are? Mm-hmm.
Like the little trays that you would get, TV dinner?
Except like astronaut way more outdoors. Astronaut food.
Were y'all
That's
looking
really
to
weird.
Find like the land of Canaan or something? Like...
Oh, that wasn't necessarily that wasn't train of thought, but either way, we're there for 3 days eating almost nothing. Then we get out, and you know, it probably was this because we went to a nice restaurant they have there. I didn't even think about it, but I think I got like a pound of steak, several eggs, and other stuff on the side, and just scarfed that down because
pound of steak. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy. Any other time, I'd be like, "There's no way," but that day, not that day.
Wow.
I had room for it.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
What impresses me about this question, too, is, like, I feel like every person that we've asked, because we've asked questions like these to guy friends and boyfriends and whatnot, but everyone has an exact day, like, they know.
Yeah.
I, story. I probably couldn't, like, if I really tried, I couldn't think of an exact example.
I don't think people, I like, could think of the exact day.
Exactly. So it very much impressed me that you're able to recall with such clarity, I had a pound of steak. All these eggs,
like, that moment changed me forever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the end of a big accomplishment, you know, like, you got to do that, you got to train for months, so it was very much a culmination thing, but...
I would put that on a shirt immediately.
That's fair, honestly.
Okay, so my question is, like, what is the male equivalent of chick flicks?
Chick flicks, that is a great question. That's kind of hard to answer because I don't know if there's like a genre that fits that bill. The first thing that comes to my mind is Lord of the Rings, but...
Well, it can be like non-movie related.
Non-movie related.
It's just like, well, I guess, right?
Or I guess in either way, like the equivalent of, yeah. Oh my gosh, we're going to go watch 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a great question. I guess, is that like just like a comfort thing or, you know...
Yeah.
Kind of. It's like, you know, movies that are like specifically made like to be for women.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great question. Probably, I don't know. It's weird because I never thought of them as guy specific things, but like that very much feels like Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, that kind of thing. Like, I don't know, like sort of. Yeah, just whatever action movies everyone bonded over, everyone watched as a kid, and now you can come back now and enjoy it together. Yeah. That'd be my guess.
No, I think that's fair, because, like, chick flicks aren't, like, they're for women,
yeah.
But it's not just for women, like, not just girls
yes,
watch
exactly,
them.
Exactly, yeah.
I think guys like chick flicks. I don't know. You would know, because you're a man.
Yeah.
Do guys like chick flicks?
I think so. I think once you get them out of their shell, and especially like, now granted, I've only seen a few. Does Harry Met Sally count?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Love that one. Love that.
That's
love
a great
that.
Movie.
Yeah.
Quintessential, if you will. Yeah. Like, that's
I'm
a
glad
big
we
one.
Agree. So yeah, I think like if you get them out of their shell and get it, it's like, oh, it's a chick flick. It's like, just shut up, watch the movie, and if it's good, it's good. Like, there's nothing else to it.
Do the men have to like me to watch this movie with me?
That helps. That that definitely helps. But some guys can get over themselves. Like
get over themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like some guys have a secret like for them. Like I feel like they're
like a guilty pleasure.
Guilty, yes.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I feel like they're like, oh, I hate chick flicks, but they like secretly like watch it by themselves.
Well, because every time I watch like a chick flick or a reality show at home, yeah. like. My family complains about it. Like my dad's like, "Why are you having this on? Like, we don't want to watch it. Don't watch this in the living room."
Yeah,
and he'll stand in the back like,
yes,
just silently observing.
My dad does that too.
Well, in like reality TV too.
Yes,
like they always. I don't know.
My brother, I did hate Gilmore Girls. I will say that, but my brother did the exact same thing when my mom watched Gilmore Girls. So I think y'all are onto something there, and I can tell I've hit a nerve. But
I don't like Gilmore Girls.
I never liked Gilmore
you.
Girls
Thank
either.
You. Thank you.
I watched like the first half of the first season. Oh, I just couldn't do it. Maybe I should try again.
Oh my gosh.
So here's the thing with that. What character are you supposed to like? Because I know you're not supposed to like the grandparents or Luke necessarily. Well, okay,
the grandparents.
Luke. I hated them.
Oh, I don't like the grandparents.
I love the
to be
grandparents.
Fair, I didn't like any of them.
I think
Emily Gilmore is my queen.
Emily is iconic.
Okay, I will say that Gilmore Girls gets significantly harder to watch.
Yes.
After Rory goes to Yale.
Yes.
That
at like
that
what
might
is that like
fair,
season four?
Honestly.
She goes to Yale, and then she's insufferable. Then Lorelai's insufferable, and then you're just kind of suffering the whole time.
Yeah. That may have been the problem because my mom just watched whatever random reruns were on. So if I see the first glimpse of a point when they're both like acting horrendously, then it you know it's an immediate turn off. Like no, I'm not dealing with this.
Watch it again.
try again, Ryan.
I know it's just all right. Is it my turn?
Yes.
All right. Okay, Ryan, I'm going to preface this question with the Aggie honor code because Aggies don't lie, cheat, steal,
oh, no.
or tolerate those who do.
I'm afraid now.
Oh, man.
I just want you to keep that on the back burner when I ask you this. Realistically, what's the biggest animal you could take down with your bare hands?
Bare hands. So a coyote I have full confidence in.
Really?
Yes. A wolf is the point where I have to draw the line because, like, those things are... That there's a very high chance that's going to kill me, in all honesty.
But aren't they kind of... I feel like they're almost the same size.
No, they are not.
Oh, wait, no, they're not.
Not even remotely. No, like, wolves are, like, they're as big as big dogs get. They're 110 pounds.
Yeah.
They move quickly. Their teeth are, like... They're the ones that kill gazelles and stuff like that, or kill big deer and moose sometimes. So, yeah, that's a very real danger.
Coyotes, I feel like the speed would get me. Like, I definitely trip over
myself. Yeah, they're
myself
really fast, aren't they?
Man, I think a squirrel could take me out. Like, oh my gosh, those things walking around on campus, I just have to, like, give them their space.
Well, the A&M squirrels are definitely genetically enhanced. Like, there's no way.
Genetically enhanced.
I saw this one squirrel, like, attack the squirrel because she was, like, feeding it.
Oh, wow.
She was feeding the squirrel, and then she stopped feeding the squirrel, and then the squirrel, like, jumped at her. And I was like...
You can't feed them.
I was like, do not feed those
can't.
Squirrels. They're going to hurt you. They're going to hurt you.
Yeah. No, squirrels are funny. That same Grand Canyon trip, this is, like,
it's supposed
random...
to be quite the trip.
Yeah, it was. But squirrels, when they get people-ized, are a problem because these ones were so greedy. We got to the bottom. We sat down, and we're just like... Just like, you know, sitting there, and one guy's backpack is like hanging off. He's sitting on the ground. There's like a cliff face thing behind him. The squirrel starts eating through his backpack to get to his food. Like, how crazed does a squirrel have to be?
What?
Yes.
Was it on the ground or was this live? Like, you're walking with a backpack and then
like,
all of a sudden you're under attack.
It was still on his person.
Are you serious?
Yes. No, it wasn't away from it. It was on his person. They tried that so that. Unfortunately, they made a slingshot and had to get rid of some squirrels that day. It was unfortunate, but like you're not taking.
They
our food.
Murdered the squirrels.
The squirrels were trying to take the food, man. It wasn't fun.
It's
no one was happy
world
about
out
it.
There.
Well, at least you know that you can at least take out a squirrel.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Better than me.
Coyote's an acceptable answer.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Next question, Ryan. Are you ready?
Yes. Yes.
If you could have dinner with one historical figure, who would it be?
Ooh. The easy answer is Jesus. Are we going to throw
we're
him
skipping
out?
Jesus. Okay. Jesus, yeah. Is not an answer.
Jesus is not an answer.
We love the Lord. Let
yes,
me be clear.
Amen.
We love the Lord well, here.
He's God.
Ideally,
but
he's God. He doesn't
figure,
count.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, fair.
Ideally,
fair
we could. That. Yeah, that's like the number one answer, and then everything
yeah.
else is fair game.
Yes.
Hopefully, you'll see him eventually. But yeah, of course, everyone wants to have dinner with Jesus.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny because every dude starts with Jesus, and then we say you can't do that, and then they
and
say
then there's the actual answer.
The actual answer.
Yeah.
Which we'll see if no, you say true. The same answer. But
so my answer, and as far as it's funny because I'm gonna be dressing as him for Halloween this year. It'd be Teddy Roosevelt, but
okay,
okay,
that's close. Yeah. Actually,
along the lines of what we were thinking.
So it's always a president.
It's
and
always a president.
It's always a president.
Reagan.
Well, yep.
Yep. I knew
it's
it. I knew
Ronald
it.
Reagan.
The number one answer.
That's wild.
They go Jesus. Okay, Ronald Reagan?
Yeah.
Every time.
In that exact order.
Yeah, let me. Why Ronald Reagan out of every president? I don't think he's that cool. I really don't.
Whoa.
Like,
whoa, hot take.
A question
whoa.
On here.
Yeah.
That is,
that is a question.
Okay, let's think. So even if we're just looking at 20th century, JFK blows him out of the water. I would so much rather talk with JFK. And then, like, are you going to pick Ronald Reagan or the people who founded our nation? I don't care how racist they were. Still, they are more interesting than Ronald Reagan. And he doesn't beat the racism allegations either. So I don't. But what plus does he have?
I didn't realize you were so passionate about this, Ryan.
I have strong opinions on presidents. I hate Ronald Reagan. I hate Woodrow Wilson especially. I hate him a lot.
I don't know if I really have.
No,
like,
that's fair.
Presidential opinions. Like,
yeah,
other than the ones that are, like, president now. But, like, I don't know. I'm like, the rest of them, I guess they were cool. I don't know.
Well, to be fair, they're all long dead, so that's fair enough.
True. Yeah. I don't have to worry about them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Not a historian, so.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Oh, so, Ryan, do you think that men are funnier than women? This is a safe space.
I gotcha. So
be honest.
Be honest.
Safe space, but we have bats hidden.
No,
joke.
It's okay. It's
for
okay.
For legal reasons, I was
that's
a joke.
You make a good argument for yourself
legal
here,
only.
But yeah. I honestly think it's about the same because there's a lot of people who think they're a lot funnier than they are, and that goes for both sexes, to be completely blunt. Like, there's a ton of people who truly think they're hilarious. It's like, no, you are not funny. You are not funny. You have never been funny. No. So I think it averages out to about the same, to be honest.
Mm. Wow. Because most people say that, like, men are funnier than women on average. I mean, I probably would agree with that. Like, I don't know. Like, the female comedians, like the stand-up comedians.
They're not funny.
They're only talking about, like, oh, my period, blah, blah, blah.
And in like, fairness to that. That's fair, and I can think of a lot of really good male comedians, but there are a lot of ones who are really overrated, too. And I'm going to say, like, I cannot...
Say it with your chest.
Yeah, I say there was... my dad tried to get me to watch two specials, and it's weird, because they can have good bits, but they can't make a good special, or at least one hasn't since the 90s. But, like, Chris Rock's special was 50% that, and Shane Gillis's special was way too much. Like, he is capable of being funny on so many topics, but half of it just came back to sex. It's like, I don't want to hear you talk about this. I don't... want to hear your page, I don't even know how to describe him. No, I don't want that. So I think really, especially on surface, you can just look at someone like Amy Schumer and say, yeah, she's not funny. And she's not. No. But when you actually break it down, it's like it's very hard being a good comedian, and far less guys fit that criteria than you would think.
That was very well said.
That was very well said.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Okay, so my question is, can guys actually think about nothing?
Yes.
How?
How can y'all do that?
You just, like, zone out and kind of let the world pause. And I can only do this for a moment. Like, I think ADD speeds up the amount of time I can do that. But especially if you go out on your own, like in the, you know, wilderness, middle of nowhere, country, wherever it is, you can just zone out there and just kind of... And that's it. As I say, that's all you
what
need.
What does that feel like?
Incredible. So peaceful. So peaceful.
I would imagine.
That would take a huge weight off my shoulders.
So why do y'all think, like, how? Why is this confusing?
Because up here, there are thoughts running constantly. I think I'm, like, unconscious and it's still going.
Yeah. Ryan, have you ever heard of the mental load?
No, I have not.
So women have this thing called the mental load where they have a constant like checklist of things that they have to be doing running in the back of their mind at all times. Like, okay. Oh my gosh, I have to get home so that I can do the dishes because if I don't do the dishes, then I'm not going to get the laundry done. And if I don't get the laundry done, then I'm going to be behind and I won't be able to make myself dinner. And if I don't make myself dinner, then I'm going to be starving. And if I'm starving, then I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not always that.
Like, not that dramatic.
Dramatic.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I will say, there is a constant to-do list in my mind at all times, and I'm so jealous that men seem to not have this problem.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, eventually you get back to that, but you can escape it for a bit. But that description kind of sounds like anxiety, just a little bit, but...
Oh, I know I have that, but...
Okay.
That's separation of church and state here. Yeah. Like, and also, like, if I was in the woods, like you were saying, and just, like, turn my brain off, I admire like the scenery, but yeah. Every once in a while I'm like, I could die at any second.
Yeah,
that's
like,
fair.
What if I stepped on a snake and the snake bit me and then I die? Or if there's a serial killer in the woods,
yeah,
I'm always like looking for danger and threats. But I feel like if the opportunity actually presented itself and like I was in danger, I'd be cooked.
That's fair. I think also, both in healthy and unhealthy ways, guys have a lot less fear in general. Like, in a healthy kind of a privileged way, obviously we don't have to worry about like, I've never cared about someone trying to follow me home at night. I'm like, go ahead and try because you're either going to die or like,
threats.
I'm not afraid at all. So that's like, you know, that's a privileged way. But then another way, I think a lot of guys, and you see this is how many guys get killed young doing really stupid stuff.
That's so
but
true.
There's something missing there that I think it's healthy for y'all and more guys could.
That's why men live longer than No.
Women
live longer than men.
Yes, exactly.
This is my question, but just out of curiosity. When you get to your car at night, what's the first thing you do?
I don't look for people like under it or in the back seat. I just, yep, unlock it, get in.
Do you lock it right when you get in?
Yeah, but do you lock it when you get in?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'd say so.
Wow.
Yeah, I always, that's the first thing I do.
That's good to be safe, yeah. I guess. Yeah. I mean, I always have to. It's like muscle memory.
Yeah, I just,
no, that's good.
Boom.
Yeah. It's a good thing y'all do that. I think, I don't know. I do it too just because I don't want someone from outside trying to get into it. But I'd say it's definitely not, it's not for the same reason, same thinking. So
this is why we have XY.
Exactly.
We're getting to the heart of the issue.
Yep.
All right, Ryan. How is your room currently decorated? Like, is there a theme to it?
There is no theme. Here's the other thing. I am living in an apartment for one semester. I could not be bothered, like, at all. So there is one little, like, silver A&M thing that my mom's like, hey, put this up here. I'm like, okay, whatever. But I don't know. The other thing, I am not the right dude to ask about this because I have Asperger's. So, like, I have never, ever been into that even remotely. So, like, growing up, it's funny. My dad thought I was sad. I'm just like, I just don't care. I don't want to have posters hanging in my room of crap that I might not care about in a little bit. So, it proves the point, but I'm also like the worst case example to ask someone about that.
So just like, just minimalist because you don't care.
Yes.
That's fair. That's fair.
What are y'all's rooms decorated like?
Oh, chaos.
I love decorations.
Fair.
My favorite thing.
I started with just like I had my Pinterest board of like the stuff that I want it to look like.
Okay,
and then
yeah.
You go to Home Goods and you find.
That's where you go.
That's the place to be. And you find as close as you can. And then trinkets come along and just like make it your own. So like I have a wall of like LED lights with the vines on it. And I like just this random knickknacks, but it comes together in the cohesive theme.
That's fair. That's definitely fair. Yeah, I think. It's going to sound funny when I say it, but guys either decorate the room because they want to or they decorate it with stuff like that because they think girls like it. So,
really?
Wait, yeah. What?
It's like pick up women?
Well, I'm thinking of one incredibly sleazy dude that I can't stand that I was like roommates with my freshman year. So that's the context for that
you.
One.
That's
you. It doesn't matter. But
yeah. All right. Shall we do like one pop culture question each?
Sure.
I think so.
All right. Trivia time, Ryan.
All right.
Yay. Woo. Just try to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
We'll do.
There's no right answers except for the answers that aren't factually correct.
Yep. So, you know.
Right.
All right. So, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing with the Stars is going on right now.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you're aware.
I was not.
All right. Well, this will be really fun. Can
you
name?
Know what that is?
Yeah. Do you know what?
I know what the show is. Yeah. Okay.
So, can you name me? You don't even have to name the couple. Just name one of the celebrities, one of the stars who is on Dancing with the Stars this season.
Oh, this season I can't do that. I have no idea. No idea whatsoever.
Nothing.
Look, the only thing I could have told you is that Emmitt Smith won at one point. That's the only thing I could tell you.
Who's Emmitt Smith?
He was the he's like one of the best players in NFL history. He was the running back for the Cowboys forever. Actually, his son's on the A&M team. EJ is his son, number 22.
My dad got really excited about him when we were at
That'd be why.
Yes.
Does he coach like some team in like North Dallas, or am I thinking of some other guy?
That would honestly, that would make a lot of sense because he played for the Cowboys. He'd have a lot of like that would make sense. It could be.
That's
that
where
could be
he
this,
correct
sure.
someone like. Somewhere around like Liberty, if it wasn't Liberty, I don't know.
Yes, I think it was Liberty because when they played Nolan like a couple years ago, my friend's little brother and his cousin got like so excited because and they went and took pictures with this random coach and I didn't understand.
Yeah,
he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, he was. Well, so he was
I didn't even know that.
He was a really interesting athlete because part of his training was he did ballet in the off season because it increased his coordination.
What? Oh,
yes.
I've heard of that.
Yes.
Oh, I have
game
heard of that.
Plan.
Yeah.
And he that's kind of funny.
Physically, he was just built. So his waist was 30 inches. No, his waist was 30. His waist was 30, whatever the hell, 30, and his thighs were the same size as his waist. So, like that.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of the physics of this.
Well, there is a football player on right now.
I was going
to
say,
we mentioned this to Anna's brother, who's our roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he was like, Danny Amendola.
Amendola?
Oh, okay, yes.
I have the biggest crush on Danny Amendola.
he's so hot.
I want Danny Amendola.
Speak for yourself. It's funny. I'm thinking of him in a Patriots uniform. Like, okay, I thought it was going to be Gronk, by the way you were describing it for some reason. Just wrong Patriot,
who
I guess.
That?
But
is the guy from
you don't know Gronk?
That's what I was thinking.
Emperor's
from
Emperor's Group.
Emperor's Group.
Spinach.
I had no
idea. They're
kind
of built in the same way, to be honest. Like,
interesting. How about Dwight Howard? He's on the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's
no, that I did not know who that was either.
Yeah.
But
he was a basketball player for a long time. He was really good. Yeah. If you say like it was an athlete, I'll know who it was, a musician maybe, but I don't keep track. So if you were to say name one contestant right now, I couldn't tell you.
You should watch Dancing with the Stars.
Highly recommend. It's very dramatic.
Highly recommend.
Okay.
So Ryan, the VMAs recently occurred.
Okay.
Like within the last month.
Right.
Name me one winner. You don't have to know like what award they won, but like one winner of
so
a VMA
please
award.
VMA Music Awards, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Where like the fans kind of vote what they think.
Okay.
The artist should receive.
And this is like anything. What is the qualifying period like? When does this start? When does it end? I'm trying
I
to
think
come
it's
with
just
a guess.
Like a year, like a music year. In the past year.
He's thinking really
year.
Hard about this.
I'm trying to think who had big albums and stuff. I don't know if it was recent enough for Not Like Us to be there, but that was a big deal. Travis Scott probably had something there. Did Chris Stapleton have an album recently? Y'all might not even know who that is.
I mean,
is.
if it's not
a pop girly,
I know
who
it is. Yeah. That's what it is. It's not pop music.
Probably, I don't like her, but probably Sabrina Carpenter.
That is correct.
Yeah.
You don't like Sabrina Carpenter?
You don't like Sabrina Carpenter?
No. She sounds like a trash Ariana Grande. No.
Are
you
serious?
Oh yes,
my God! I might have to leave.
A terrible
Ryan.
This
might be the end of our friendship.
She was a winner, I think. Didn't she win Best New Artist?
She won Song of the Summer.
No.
Oh, no, she won the first. Breast
wait, no.
Was
Chapel Roan won. First.
Oh,
yes,
okay, that also
Roan.
Makes sense.
Yes.
And so then, it's the voting is done by gays and white girls.
Essentially,
probably, yeah.
I mean, who else
that's
is
what it
voting
like.
For this?
Yeah,
I mean,
fair point.
Vote,
fair point. Yeah.
I mean, I'm tuning in.
I have voted for the VMAs, but not this year.
Fair enough.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
I eventually got to when I just had to like jog my memory. Remember, like, okay, what was popular and stuff? Not necessarily what I was listening to at the time, but yeah.
Okay, my question. Okay, so what Disney star had dyslexia?
Oh Lord!
This is in the early 2000s.
Yes. Here's the thing. I didn't see Disney until like the 2010s because my parents did not like it for whatever reason. So,
same.
Literally the only one I can think. What was the name of the one who's like a CEO and went to Harvard? That's the only one I can think of. I figured it wouldn't be because that'd be hard. I have no clue. Absolutely no clue.
Is in fact Bella Thorne.
Yes. Oh.
She had a commercial that would play during like the Disney Channel original shows and whatnot.
Right.
Where she made it sound like she was dying of dyslexia.
Yeah.
So all these kids watching it are like, oh my gosh, she has dyslexia. That's so. I remember like,
that's
I
wild.
Think I cried. She was on like a swing set and like the words what? Were moving. I was like, oh, that's so sad.
It was so dramatic for no reason.
It was dramatic.
That's hilarious. Awful. You know, like I have to think of who even was a Disney star to begin with, aside from, was Zendaya on a show or something? Selena Gomez was at some point. Okay, I remember
like,
those
Zendaya
two.
Zendaya co-starred with Bella Thorne on Shake It Up.
Mm-hmm. I'll they take were your word for two. It.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know if that rung a bell. Like, oh, you might know.
I know who she is. Yeah. Didn't she go like off the, I know that's not a comment. Didn't she go off the rails?
Oh, yeah.
She okay, dated Tana Mojo.
Who?
Who?
Tana Mojo.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was really dramatic.
I know about her because of iDubbbz. I don't think that's a good thing, but.
Yeah. But they dated and then she leaked her own nudes because her phone got hacked. And she was like, I'm just going to post them so I don't have to pay.
Oh. But,
wow. What a choice.
Okay.
Like, that's a power move.
To eat your own, I guess, but dang.
All right. My question is, I was going to ask, name six Disney Channel stars, but you did just name a few.
I did.
So I will ask, do you know who Lin-Manuel Miranda
is? Yes.
Really?
Good
Dude,
job.
I love Hamilton. Yes.
Oh, right. I forgot that you were choir.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is very much a trap. But, like, no, I've seen Hamilton so many times. I love In the Heights. He obviously has done a lot of stuff with Disney. No, he's a musical genius. He's really freaking cool.
In the Heights mentioned.
Yes.
Our demo for all these questions thought he was the president of Mexico.
Oh, my gosh.
My boyfriend.
Yeah. Shout out to Tristan.
Shout out to Tristan/Clint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Clint, for not knowing who Lin-Manuel Miranda
that's
is.
That's wild. Hamilton was such a big thing. Like,
I didn't know what Hamilton was, though, right?
Maybe.
I think that's the first thing. Like, if you don't know the name of the stars, that's fair. I get that. But, like, that was such. I don't know how you wouldn't know what that is by now, if that makes sense.
I don't know. I don't know. I remember what he said.
Fair enough.
Honestly, it's 50-50.
Fair. Yeah, for the rest, if you ever bring choir guys on, that's not a great choice.
I forgot that you were in choir.
No, that's fair. Because, like, you were talking about Joel and Colin. I know for a fact Joel's going to know. Colin is most likely going
to
know.
They're going to know.
But also Kaylee's in a musical theater, so he will not have a choice but to know at this point.
Right. Yeah. All right.
I don't know who those people are.
Well, we have been grilling you for some time, Ryan. So now we're going to take it back for X Explained, the part of the show where Ryan will ask us questions that men want to know the answers to about women. So, Ryan, what have you brought for us today?
So, I've brought a few. One that, let's say, let me pull up the list so I have a...
Ooh, there's a list.
Got a list.
Oh, yeah. No, I was working with dudes on this.
Working with dudes? Wait, who's a part of this?
And it's long.
Yeah. There's any dude that I had a chance to talk to about it.
All right.
I was interested in it.
Okay.
Let's see.
So are these being asked towards all of us? Is this like free response for all of
us? Panel thing. Okay, so... We'll start off light. What is y'all's favorite scented product? It can be a lotion, it can be a candle, whatever the case may be, scrub.
That's a good question.
I like that question.
If I know that I didn't have the camera on, but everyone's eyes went so wide. Ooh, I don't know. I personally really like vanilla.
Okay.
Like, this is an unpopular opinion in the house, apparently, but I really like anything scented like vanilla, sugar. Warm vanilla sugar from Bath & Body Works has been my... Ooh, no, actually, I'm taking that back. Vanilla Bean Noel.
Okay.
When it comes out at Christmas, I'm a different person. So the candle or the lotion of that is probably what... No, the scent at Altered State. Whatever their store smells
that's
fantastic.
That does smell really good.
But if I'm being for real, it's vanilla.
Yeah, like every single time I walk in the door and it's like past like... September, like halfway through September,
it smells
vanilla or like straight up like caramel, like something like someone was baking cookies, but it's just coming from Delaney's room.
Yeah.
Fair. Sorry.
Anything sugar smelling, Delaney will love it.
I know.
Yes.
And it, like, I don't know.
It's good. I don't know. I throw it onto it. Or coconut.
Coconut.
Vanilla and coconut. That's for me.
Okay. Good note.
For me, I like more of like the floral and like fruity type scents. Those type of candles and perfumes. My favorite scent, though, is whatever the Anthropologie store smells like. That Anthropologie candle, like the volcano one.
Okay, yeah, that sounds cool.
Does anyone know?
I do know.
I don't know.
It's good. I like that.
It is really good.
Okay. Good enough.
For me, it's like anything that smells clean or like fresh. Like,
fair enough.
If you go to Bath & Body Works and you find either the linen smell or the frozen lake. The frozen lake is my favorite. I love that one. But that would be my answer.
Okay.
For like air fresheners and candles and stuff, I like from Bath & Body Works. It's eucalyptus rain and fresh linen.
Yes.
Okay.
I love both of those.
I love those. But for like my person, I prefer like vanilla, like sweet,
cool.
Tropical.
Vanilla all around.
Gotcha. Definitely.
That was a good question.
This one. I'm going to preface this one so that way I know if we can if it'd be better to abandon and go to a different one. So did any of y'all play The Sims?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yes.
So how many families did you create of crushes, boyfriends, whatever the case may be, or, you know, whatever?
Because this we play question. It all together. We sit down at the TV and we have a world where we all, like, our neighbors and like, our kids are going to get married.
Yeah.
Because we start out living together because we're roommates, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't be alone.
No. Yeah, no. We have to have a family.
It was so cute. Wow. And we cooked for everyone. And then we got a bigger house. It was so fun.
Dang.
I have many The Sims children.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
How many families is that?
Well, when I'm playing on like the PS, what do we have? PS4, PS5?
PS5.
The PS5 with everyone. I believe I have like 3 or 4 children with Milo Manheim. But when I'm playing like on my own computer, I believe I have like 6 or 7 children with Milo Manheim because that's all I do is just pop them out.
Back up. Who?
Oh, no, please.
No.
He's doing that because
this has been XY.
Yeah, next question. We'll cover this on a next episode.
I think I'll win the number of families.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have to calculate, actually. I have the one on the PlayStation. I have the one I first did on my computer. Hold on. That one. Now, I can't list these out loud. Digital footprint, y'all.
Mia has many.
It's got to be like 6 or 7. Well, like, different celebrity crushes and men.
Well, to be fair, I've had this game for probably over
that's
like
true.
10 years.
Oh, that's true. Oh, wow. About that.
Because me and my sisters were obsessed when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have 2 older sisters, so I kind of started young because I would watch them. So I have had many The Sims families.
Okay, that was a good question.
Yeah. I mean, I never grew up playing that game because it was always like a paid game that I didn't feel like paying for, like on the PC and stuff. And like, I didn't grow up with any sisters. And so we just, I don't know, that sort of, I didn't really like do that. But whenever Dom created theirs, whenever the 4 of us created our own one on Mia's PlayStation,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I just have like the family that's with everyone and I have 2 kids. They're very cute.
I love playing all together. Like, and then our kids like visit each other.
It's so fun.
It's
really cute.
It's so fun.
It's stressful though.
Yeah, Mia's like controls all of the people.
Gotcha.
It's her PlayStation, so she knows how to work it.
Yeah, I don't know how to work it.
So I have the remote and they're like, Mia, I want to have another baby. I'm like, okay. And then the other kids start dying. Because it's so hard to use cheats on the PlayStation because you can't like access the console easily as you if on a PC and whatnot. And so I'm just trying to keep everyone alive, and I get in trouble a lot. I killed one of Delaney's kids.
Yeah, you killed my child.
I forgot about that.
She was mean to my husband.
What?
So I deleted her.
Yeah, I'm
from
still
the
upset
kid.
About it. Actually,
yeah, she did on
murdered
purpose.
My child in front of my eyes.
Wow.
Well, Delaney, didn't you not? Well, never mind.
We'll save that story for another day.
In my defense, we went away from Delaney's house for like 5 minutes, and we go back, and she went from like 1 month pregnant to like a tween.
Wow. Yeah, it was really weird. Yeah, it was like a glitch or something.
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay, dang. That's interesting. How much time do we have, Delaney?
Let's do like one or two more questions.
One or two more.
Because we started a little late, so.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Let's see.
Because this is fun. I'm having fun.
Okay.
This is fun.
What makes Taylor Swift, like, what is the appeal of her?
I love her.
Can I speak?
Yes.
All right. As a Swiftie since, what, like 2007, 2006? Taylor has been around with me, like, through the entirety of me growing up. And so we might not have been at the same point in our lives when we were growing up, but she did carry me through, like, the entirety of my life. Like, when I went to high school, I remember, like, singing 15. I had my mom play 15 on the radio as I walked in, and I, like, took a deep breath as I walked through the doors. It's the morning of my very first day. Because I was like, Taylor told me I had to do this. And so the Eras Tour is such a big deal. Because, I mean, imagine if, like, the same sports team that you've been growing up, but it's the same players doing the same plays. I don't know how to make this a sports analogy, but, like, it's a big deal because it's who you've been connecting with all of these years. Like, she is me. She gets me. I know she doesn't know who I am, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of have the same sentiment as Delaney. I think, like she's equally as nostalgic, and she's also putting out, like, new and fresh material that, like, resonates, like, with me, like, as someone in my 20s. And even though she's 10 years older than me, I think it's just exciting to see, like, what she puts out. And I also think her concerts are really, like, unlike any other artist, because she really does put on a full production. And I think I danced growing up. I was involved in theater in high school. Like, I've always loved the stage, and I've always, like, appreciated, like, how much, like, time and effort Taylor puts into her shows. And I think they're, like, really cool, like, just on its own.
That is so true.
And so, like, every era comes, like, a new concert. So it's also exciting to see, like, how she's gonna like, translate her art onto stage. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, for me, I don't know, me and my sisters would, like, grow up, and, like, we would make, like, little music videos to her songs, like, just for fun. And I don't know, it's just so nostalgic. And, like,
so cute.
I know. And, like, I don't know. I think her songs are very relatable, too.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, I remember during the Eras Tour, like, sending a video of it to my sisters, and I don't know. It's just... It was so fun.
Gotcha.
So I'm the only one with a different story because I wasn't a Taylor Swift fan when I came to college.
All right.
And then I moved in with the Taylor Swift Brigade.
Yeah.
Sorry. It was required.
Like, I listened to songs, you know, Love Story was like my childhood song.
But yeah.
Other than the really basic ones, you know, I never really dabbled in like her discography. But then I got to college, and because I'm Passenger Princess, you know, they control the playlist, and so it'd be Taylor Swift songs on. And then we started going through, like, the whole discography, and I went to the Eras Tour with them. And there's just something about her music that I think it's masterful in a way that it's so applicable to a wide variety of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can appreciate the musicality of it because, like, listening to the actual track of it and like the music, what's the back track, you know, I was in band, I acknowledge like what good music sounds like.
Yeah.
I just think that she's, her lyricism and the way that she's able to put certain emotions into songs that I never even thought about articulating like that.
Yeah.
I think it's very masterful, and it was really interesting to hear for the first time as, you know, 20 when I started listening to it, because I think that she's a musical talent that's not going to come around again for a long time.
I get what you're saying. It's interesting. It almost sounds like you're going to see a museum of someone that it feels like you've grown up with. So
yeah.
I get it. And it's funny because, like, I've been kind of getting this feeling for a while now, and it's funny because somehow I don't think that translates well to the guys at all, but like I get it. I see it.
Yeah. I couldn't think of like a dude example.
Yeah. Well, she is like, she's so one off. There's no guy comparison for that. Like there's what those dudes grew up with, but there's no like universal version of that. Cause like, I think it'd be impossible for a guy to appeal that much. Cause I don't think a dude could like embody everything that's, you know, in an American guy to the same extent of that. Like, no, we're going to go off our separate ways. Some of us are going to like Kendrick Lamar. Some of us are going to go with the country route. Some of us are going to go like, we're going to pick our own things at some point. So there's no one that's universal like that for guys, I think.
Yeah, for guys in music. Yeah. Because like I think I've heard people talk about like comparing Taylor Swift to like Michael Jackson and stuff, which I don't really think it's like apples and oranges. But even at the same time, I feel like most of his fan base was probably female. But even though he did have a pretty solid male fan base, but it's not like a male own, because like Taylor Swift is like for the girls and the gays. Like, come on, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But
yes,
like, yeah. I agree. Like, I can't really think of a celebrity or figure that's like for the guys and growing up like in that aspect.
Yeah, I think there's not a universal thing, and I think Michael Jackson's an interesting comparison because he was just like the ultimate like talented entertainer. Like his dancing and singing was so world class. I don't think it mattered who you were. Like, I don't think he had a primary audience of girls. Maybe that's just because like, I don't see him. I don't think he had a ton of sex appeal, but I don't think that mattered. He was just so good at what he did, and he kind of caught the right breaks, caught fire. I think that's why he was who he was. But that,
I think there's, you know, some of it is people blinded by nostalgia.
Yeah.
I think we can all admit that to a certain degree.
I'll admit that.
Yeah,
begrudgingly. But
there are some gems in there, and I think she's a great performer. Not again, like we were saying, like Michael Jackson and her. You can't really compare the two because it's
they're not the same
ballparks.
Okay, Ryan, one more question, and then we're gonna have to wrap it up.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so I'd say, how big of fans are y'all of Target?
Oh, I love going to Target.
Why do you love it so much, and how can you spend hours shopping there? Like, it's the same stuff. So, like, what? How is it?
It's a new experience every time, Ryan.
Okay, first of all, it's like Walmart, but it's like cleaner. Like, I just feel so dirty in a Walmart. You know what
I
mean?
Yes.
I feel like it's just so, like, I don't know, like. And, like, the way the cart moves, it's so smooth.
Mm, yeah, that's fair.
You know, like, the feeling of holding a Target shopping cart is truly one of a kind, I think, versus any other store. And then, also, like, I just think, I don't know, they just, like, have everything that a girl wants in a Target. And I think the clothes in Target are cuter than the clothes in Walmart.
100%.
And I think, like, they have a better book section.
Yeah.
Which is normally, and like a better like CD vinyl section, which is normally where the girls go. We have the same route every time we go there.
That's what I was going to say is the thing about what Target does so well is they make it like an adventure each time.
Gotcha.
Because you walk through you go in, and in the College Station Target, you walk right by the dollar section. You get to be like, oh that's so
I
cute.
Love the $5.
Oh, look how cute this is. And then you get into the actual store all pumped up, and you pass by the
Starbucks
clothing section and the
Starbucks.
And you go to what you actually need to do, but then you peruse down the beautiful, glorious aisles and just look at things. And sometimes they have their seasonal, like, sections on the ends of the aisle, so you see them as you're walking past. So it's, I see what they're doing, and it works every time.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Target is so fun. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. I'm just like, I just need to go to Target, and I don't know. I'd like to say that I don't walk out with something every time, but I'd be lying. I do. They get me, and that's okay. But I don't know. It's so fun. It's just so. It's so joyful.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is joyful.
I don't know. Well, I can't think of a male equivalent.
There's been so many times where like we'll just go for fun, and like we'll just walk around. Like we don't need anything. And like Delaney said, sometimes you walk away with something, but like I don't know. It's just,
they're all necessities.
Yes. I think the max amount of time I've spent in a Target is like 3 hours.
My dream.
Yeah, I think I've done that actually.
Fair.
All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you, Ryan, for being a great first guest. Like, really, thank you, Ryan,
thank
so much
you.
For doing this. And thank you so much for listening to XY. You can follow us on social media at XY Podcast. Submit your questions to xypodcastinfo@gmail.com and visit our website, itsthexypodcast.com, for more information on being on the podcast or getting your question featured. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and give us a follow on Spotify so that you don't miss an episode. And until then, keep questioning, keep laughing, and remember, behind every great man is a woman rolling her eyes. We'll see you next time on XY.
That's a good one. Yeah.